easily the other most shared video moment of Prince on the news of his passing. Another spine-tingling performance posted by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to YouTube. Prince's blistering solo guitar turn at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony of both himself and George Harrison and others in 2004. Prince playing with George's son Donnie, clearly delighted. Tom Petty, Steve Winwood, Jeff Lynne, and a host of other stars, who he completely blew away. And with that, Prince threw his guitar into the audience and strolled off stage. This is About a Prince, an appreciation of the artist who died April 21st, 2016. I'm Paul Ingalls, sharing some of the thoughts of my friends and colleagues on that very day. The late and wonderful rock critic Timothy White, writing about 1987's Sign of the Times. The title track was scalding, he said. Oh, yeah. Its harsh throb announcing the slow boil of underclass rage. The song was a denunciation of the stupidity of inner-city drug violence, but it also depicted the selfish, racist society that had precipitated it, asserting that governments, more comfortable spending money on corrupt defense contracts rather than black and poor people, would reap what they sow. The social consciousness of Prince in Sign of the Times.
Francis, skinny man, died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home, there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June. Explodes and everybody still wants to fly. time. Baby, make a speech, Star Wars fly, neighbors just shine at home. But if a night falls and a bomb falls, will anybody see the dawn time?
Let's take all the guns away.
No peace if there ain't no justice.
the regular scheduled programming to bring you up to date on a developing situation in Los Angeles.
Prince with Aaron Allen Kay in 2015, after the deaths of Michael Brown and Freddie Gray at the hands of police, Baltimore. Alicia Keys inducted Prince into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004.
He's the only man that I've ever seen that lights a stage on fire, leaving you to burn within it in a frenzy of movement, lights, electric guitars, slides, pianos, dances, voices, splits, and songs. Oh my God, songs so powerful that you are forever changed. Songs that make you laugh and cry, think and dance. Songs that made me look at songwriting as stories that are untold passions dying to be heard. Because of him, I've never wanted to be like anyone else but myself. And because of his music, my music has wings to be different. He is the inspiration that generations will return to until the end of time. So yes, ladies and gentlemen. Throughout history, there have been many, many kings, both real and mythological. They have borne sons, but none of them can touch the rays from this man who stands alone, a man that I am tremendously proud and honored to help induct into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight, because now it is forever changed.
Ah! should know by the way you parked your car sideways that it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, Little Red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little Red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should've closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, Little Red Corvette, baby, your mind's too fast. Yes, you are.
Finishing up with the pure joy of Prince's music, Little Red Corvette and Raspberry Beret. You can hear this program again or share it about a Prince at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. That's prx.org. I'm Paul Ingalls. Thanks for listening. And Prince, thanks for ruling.
The ride is so smooth.